This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Matt Kim, the CEO of Sureco, developer of innovative products and solutions aimed at improving the healthcare and well-being of its users. And Mr. Kim, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me on, Derek.
And of course, you're certainly welcome. Looking forward to learning more about Sureco and your offerings. So for starters, if you would, you started Sureco 7 years ago. How did you get your start in the insurance industry? Let's start there.
Well, it was a fortuitous type of situation. I was actually came to California, kind of being a traditional Asian family. My goal was to become a physician. I was trying to go to school for biomedical engineering, but I was also kind of moonlighting at Nordstrom, and I just kind of fell on tough times. I did not understand how expensive it was to live in California. I was looking for a new job, and someone kind of mentioned that health insurance was kind of the way to go. And then I got picked up. I applied at this place. Unbeknownst to me, they kind of promised big dollars. And that's what I was looking for at the time. And it was an agency owned by Blackstone Group called United Group Associates. And then I started working from the bottom. I set appointments for other people, cold calling. And I was doing that, also trying to go to school. And what happened was I started getting kind of good at it. And then at that point, I was doing a little bit better. I was like, you know what? I think I really like this career. I kind of sat in there. I gave up on school. And then I started being a health insurance agent. And that's how I got my start.
You got to love that background story right there. That is awesome. And it just shows you, you just never know how things are work out and how they're meant to be. So that is some really good information to share to lead things off here today. Now, aside from growing revenue, what do you hope to accomplish by founding Sureco? What is the mission there?
Well, Sureco, so originally my idea, so I've been in healthcare for 17 years now, which is kind of crazy. Been an entrepreneur for about the same amount of time. And the first 10 years of my career, it was really about build this agency, be 1099. And it was a very similar model to how most real estate brokerages work. And about 7 years ago, 9 years ago, the ACA happened, Obamacare came in, it decimated commissions and completely upended our business. And we had to kind of shut down that business. And the traditional kind of brokerage, independent contractor model didn't work. And at that same time, I was also reading kind of Good to Great. And with my partners at that time, that was kind of the impetus for starting Sureco. And Sureco kind of had two major evolutions. The first one was, hey, we're going to start a brokerage, but it's going to be all W-2. We're going to bring everything in-house, and we're going to do it in our own kind of special way and really help with optimization and really working on our marketing. And then that's where the agency started flourishing. And then we kind of grew the agency side until we had probably close to about 150, 180 employees. So the second evolution was, we were growing the agency, doing well. We started working with different carriers and partners, and it was doing okay. And once again, I kind of went back to the books, and a huge kind of life event happened. My middle sister had passed away. She kind of fought type 1 diabetes, and she lived just a super kind of rough life. And when those types of tragedies happen, it kind of gives you time to kind of reflect. And that's where I kind of looked at what I was doing. I talked to my partners and I kind of told them that I want to change. I don't want us to just be an agency anymore. I want us to go for it. There's new changes happening in healthcare, and I believe this is kind of our time. And that was about three, four years ago. And that's where they kind of set me up and actually made me kind of the CEO of Sureco. But at first it was just three managing partners. And that's where we basically, about a year ago, sold off about half the business that was kind of the legacy agency service side, so that we can kind of refortify and focus on how we're bringing a new way of doing healthcare today.
Now, also, SureCo offers, I understand, a new alternative to large group health benefits the health insurance employees get from their employers. But why is this solution needed? And if these are so crucial, why was this not put in place earlier? Get into some of those details, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. So first and foremost, is the why it's so crucial, I think it's at its highest level, what, kind of keeping it simple, is the way that benefits are run, it's a one-size-fits-all. Right. Meaning your employer picks two or three plans and every employee has to fit their needs into one of those two or three plans, if you even have that many options. And the thing about healthcare is it's a very personal experience. As you can imagine, being an 18-year-old male versus being a 64-year-old female, you have much very, very different needs. In addition to that, very especially with the remote workforce today, it's even becoming more hyper-regionalized. And because of that, that's where our platform comes into play. It brings a lot of value, because not only does it allow an individual to kind of pick the right plan for themselves, it also allows them to pick plans that are in their area, versus kind of what's been traditional is wherever headquarters is, that's the plan and carrier you have to be a part of. And if you kind of look into how carriers are working, outside of like a United Healthcare, even on the Blues, there's actually 36 or 34 separate Blue Cross entities, because they understand that the healthcare system is a very regional thing. It's you understand what hospitals are in it and what the culture and how the geography actually kind of plays into like what kind of physicians, what IPAs, and that's where you're seeing like being able to have plans and options in your area is actually super vital, because they understand what's happening in the healthcare ecosystem in your area.
Again, we're speaking with Mr. Matt Kim, the CEO of SureCo, developer of innovative products and solutions aimed at improving the healthcare and well-being of its users, here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Kim, another question for you. How can companies leverage SureCo's enrollment platform to enhance talent acquisition and build the best team for success?
Well, absolutely. So one of the, once again, kind of going back to it, when we were doing polling of our customers and the market, 75% of employees would actually prefer greater benefits than even sometimes a pay raise. And you're seeing how vitally important that is. And a lot of employees see the value in that. And what our platform can also then do is now it's based on that family, based on the individual, we can actually provide a whole like shopping experience where they can kind of pick and choose what's ideal for them. And in certain cases, what we've seen is like there are now low-cost options that were never available before, especially to a younger talent pool. And right now, as you can understand, it's like the even though there's been a lot of layoffs in the tech market, there's still, especially in blue-collar work, severe labor shortages and a shrinking talent pool. And what we see, especially in these human capital intensive businesses, like if it's a restaurant chains, retail, that this is actually where they're actually where you're seeing a lot of employees actually not insured, even though it's offered through their employer, that where this offering has significant savings, 20, 30, 40% we've even seen, and allows these employees to actually gain access to the healthcare they need.
Mr. Kim, we certainly appreciate your visit and introducing SureCo to the audience. Quite inspirational and motivational at that. And thanks for all the insight and information shared on the program today. Now, also as the CEO of a growing organization, how do you care for your team? I'm sure listeners could learn a few things from your response to that. And what impact have your customized benefits had on your organization as well?
Yeah, I there's a lot of different things that we do internally. When it comes to the benefits, one of the unique things that we do internally that you don't see too often is what we have is what's called like a health reimbursement arrangement. It's not an account. It's not like an HSA or an FSA where there's money put aside. But in essence, all of our employees have anywhere between $4,000 to $6,000 in allotment from the organization, from Sherco. And what those dollars can be used for is anything that they need that's related to healthcare. And where this is super impactful is even on some of the lowest plans that have $1,000 deductible or $2,000 deductible plans, the average employee in the United States doesn't exceed about $1,500, $1,600. And like 94% of the U.S. population doesn't exceed about $1,600 or $1,700 in out-of-pocket cost. And all of that, so it's like you have this really expensive plan, you have this $1,000 deductible, and you're coming all out-of-pocket for that in addition to the expenses, where here at Sherco, we've actually have an allotment of up to $4,000 where we pay 100% of any what we call a first dollar benefit. So you can go get your LASIK surgery, you can go get your frames, you can go get dental work, and then Sherco is going to pick up the tab for you as an employee at Sherco.
That is tremendous good stuff there and some added great information shared and a resource, no doubt about that. Now, as we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a final word, anything else you'd like to make mention of as we do conclude today?
I think the biggest tip I can say is just one of the things that we see out in the market, especially with benefits, especially with a lot of HR teams, is a hesitation towards innovation, trying something new. And I think that's where it's going to take upon a lot of executives, a lot of the leaders to really kind of take a look at the benefits and look at how do we value engineer? How do we look at alternative options? And how do we say kind of just stop accepting the 5 to 10% rate increase every year? And it takes some leadership, some risk, but understanding like there is a better way out there is, I think, the advice I would give out to most.
Well, Mr. Kim, we certainly appreciate those final words in conclusion. And if listeners wanted to tap into Sherco and or to get more information online, where's the best place to do so?
Sherco.com, S-U-R-E-C-O.com.
And that's about as easy as it gets. And we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast, as we always do. Mr. Kim, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on EPN. Certainly was our pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Eric, for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Matt Kim, the CEO of Sherco, developer of innovative products and solutions aimed at improving the healthcare and well-being of its users. And again, for all the details, visit Sherco.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.